Today she's working on an installation she calls Makom, which means place in both Hebrew and Arabic. It's a series of structures of different sizes and shapes.
The Makom series started in 2007 when there was a very strong moment, Intifada, going on with buses exploding and in Jerusalem, that I was so scared to even drive next to any bus for a long, long time. At that point, I started to collect stones from all these places, Jerusalem, Haifa, Hebron, Nablus.
The structures are made from stones taken from ruined Israeli and Palestinian houses and so become, in her hands, the material of a kind of restoration. Each stone is carefully labeled so that the structures can be dismantled and rebuilt elsewhere. Like the migrants whose motions Rovna animates, her Makom has itself gone nomadic, most resonantly to the courtyard of the Louvre, close to the echo of another ancient structure, Ayan Pei's glass pyramid.
Okay, זאת מעולה. זה 29, אבל היא קצת גבוהה, לא?
The masons are themselves a mix of people from all over the country. Israeli Arabs, Jews, Druze, and Palestinians.
I wanted to do this work with Israelis and Palestinians. I wanted to try to take all these stones, fragments of different periods of time, and then after I built one which was so coherent and complete, almost like a library, almost like an index of places, of times, of stories, a mosaic of different places that fit together, which are this place.
Yeah.
How can you talk about Israel without talking about Jerusalem, Haifa, Hebron, Nablus?